Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, growing up, things in his room never stayed the way he left them, especially the toys in his closet. But looking back, he still can't figure out, was it the toys or was it something in the closet itself?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
There's ghosts in the studio, if you're watching us.
Hi. Not in my studio.
I must. Oh, they got into my lungs, those damn ghosts. Hi, welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. My name's Tony, that's Todd and Carol.
Uh-huh. And no, we're here to help. No ghosts in my studio today.
We're here to help. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like to share your real ghost stories with us. So, yes.
How is everyone? You need to take a drink there or something?
I'm good.
Tony?
I'm good. Okay. I'm good. The spirit hath moved me. So, yeah. What's going on?
A friend of mine was watching, it must have come across on her feed, one of our videos on our social media. When we record this, we also record the video. And then we put out some social posts about it. And she said, the first thing I noticed was that Todd was vaping all the time and Carol was drinking a beer. So that, you were. Yes. Yes. You
and
were.
I don't do that every week. We did it a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
For fun. Today, this is really water in my cup. But it's funny because when Todd vapes, the way your studio, your video is set up there,
yeah,
it gives it a super cool effect, I must say.
Yeah, it's I love his studio.
The other thing that she, the other interesting thing about that is when I load it into the program we use to create video, it always has a description that comes up. AI creates a description. And in there it says, Todd is stroking his beard. Tony is, you know, whatever he's doing. And Carol's drinking a beer. It comes up in the AI. So even the AI knows that I'm sitting here stroking my beard. And you're, yeah.
Now, you should tell AI the real scandal is I'm not old enough to drink a beer. And so that probably scares us. Yes. I'm just not old enough for it.
Carol, that may be why your AI isn't working the way it should be.
Because I'm always telling it, but like, really, I'm only 19, really.
Exactly.
Well, that's great. 855.
Your friend would be like, and Carol was drinking a beer.
Carol was drinking a beer. Hey, I learned something creepy today that I had no idea. Tell me if anybody else knew this. That spiders typically have more than 8 eyes?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know this.
I'll tell you who you can ask, because Lisa, who works with this with this company, actually has tarantulas and stuff like that as pets. So if you want to know something about spiders, ask Lisa Hale.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Did you, Carol?
No. And what do you, like, I have questions about Lisa.
Listen, I've got all the stories. So when we get together sometime, I'll tell you everything I know.
Because you're saying that Lisa has spiders as pets.
Yes.
How can a spider be a pet? Like, I think of pets as, like, my cat is sleeping behind me. That's a pet. Like,
maybe. Well, they're big and they're like in a terrarium. You know, they're because
they're more like you're watching them. Them.
Well, like a fish almost.
Do you interact with them as pets?
I mean, to be honest, I don't know. I do know this, that for most of her life, she was afraid. She had arachnophobia. Like, she was afraid of spiders, deadly afraid. And in order to kind of fight that, she started leaning into them a little bit, learning about them. And that's what made her go out and get spiders. But
see, listen, I'm afraid of mice, but I am not going to get a mouse as a pet.
Well, no. And I told her right away, if I ever go to her house and there's a spider on the floor, I'm squishing that thing. I don't care if it's pet or if it's something that just crawled in from outside. It's gone. So,
yeah, I do not like I have nothing against spiders, but I'm not a fan of seeing them, in my house or
handle seeing them, like, especially if it's in a.
Well, if it's in their environment, I really don't care. If it's in mine, I don't like it. I'd rather not kill them.
Spiders better than I can handle mice. Like mice,
yeah.
That is almost like I have to move. I don't know what else to do. I saw a mouse. That's why I have cats. I love cats, though.
Yeah.
I like it's. It is a very irrational fear of mice. Like if I saw one right now, I would.
Isn't it usually like pretty solvable though? Like if you ever get one, it's like you can figure out where it's at, and then okay, problem solved.
No, like I have. Years ago, I was living with my sister Kathy in the basement, and I had a living room in the basement. And one night I saw a spider. I could not go in that living room for months because I saw a spider or a mouse in there one night. I could not go in there. It's like how other people are with ghosts, I guess.
Sure.
That's how it goes. I can't go in that room.
Yeah.
It's irrational. I had my yard guy over the other day, and I had a bird feed container in my shed out back, and a raccoon or something had opened it up. And I one day saw a mouse in there. I can't even throw it away. I'm like, I know that was a year ago I saw the mouse, and I'm sure there aren't any in there right now. But could you please dispose of that for me? Because it's been sitting there over a year and I can't touch it.
Like, oh my God.
That's stupid, isn't it? That's stupid.
What do you fear will happen?
That's the crazy part. Like, I guess that they'll touch me. I don't know. But I talked to a psychic one day she was into past life regressions. I think she might have some psychic abilities, but her big thing was past life regressions. And she like told me this really horrible story that I had been imprisoned and there was mice in a past life and this thing. And now to me, you could make that up pretty easily. Like, here's your past life. You had a bad experience with mice. But I don't know. I don't know what it is. But it's, just the thought of it freaks me out. You guys have any irrational phobias? Just me. I know it's irrational.
Canned green beans.
Oh.
No. Peas. Those are disgusting. Canned peas. No, not irrational though.
It's not a phobia.
There's things I dislike, you know, but I think the worst would for, okay.
I saw that.
Here we go. Okay. I mean, it wouldn't be irrational, but it'd be very startling. If there was a bat, in the house,
that would bother me. Yeah.
I would be like out. I would not be going in there. I'd be, calling whatever, to get that shit taken care of. I have an interesting story involving birds and bats. I'm not going to tell it right now, but it's a good one, and it's kind of creepy, and it's kind of weird. But I do want to share, but I'm not going to go into it right now. And snakes. I don't like the...
Yeah, snakes are gross.
Can't do snakes at all, at fucking all. Like, I hate snakes. Just yuck. Ugh. And I get there's good ones, so I don't try to kill them. Only time I've ever intentionally killed one was when there was a copperhead that was, like, literally... right below the water spigot in the front of my house, and unbeknownst, and our the house I was in, the previous owners had put in rocks there that were the exact color of copperheads, and so the damn thing blended right in.
Oh my God, that was scary.
And honest to God, that had been kind of an irrational fear of mine, because I think of those things outside, like in the garden or whatnot, of like, look for a snake. And that whole day I had been, I don't know why I wasn't running through my mind, or maybe it was, and I just didn't see it. But I wasn't on high alert, I guess. But I have been going back and forth to the spigot all day. And I go for it, and I'm like, oh my God. And it's just curled up right there. I mean, if I had... And I could have so easily stepped on it or disturbed it unintentionally. But it was like right there. And I just backed away. Yeah, that one I did shoot.
Went and got his gun. And were you wearing one on a holster or something or what?
No. It was, I was a BB gun that I shot it with. Okay. I got rid of that thing. There was one that this is horrific too. This is the same house. This is in Missouri, in literally in a forest. So these things are going to be there. You're in their environment. But I was new to this, and, I was walking along the side of the house, and there's siding. And then, you know, sometimes you get to like a basement level, and if it's out, it's concrete. Cause it was kind of just out off of a cliff area. And so you got your siding and then concrete below it. And as I'm walking, I see like a little tail coming out from underneath the siding.
Oh.
And I'm like, what the hell is that? And I'm like thinking, like, maybe it's a, you know, a piece of brush or something stuck in there. I don't know. And then about 7 feet in front of it, a head, big head.
What was it?
It was a black, what do they call them? Snake.
Oh my God.
It was, but they're not harmful. They're actually really good protective, snakes. They don't have anything to do with people. They get a lot of like harmful varmints in the areas like around there. So they keep mice and stuff away from structures and things. So that they like to hunt around there because they know that that's where their food's going to be. I did not know that at that time. I did not know that those were the good snakes. I learned that later. And that one also got a BB gun.
7 feet?
And yes, is the those are huge. When it dropped, it was just like, and I know animal lovers, I'm sorry. I did not know at the time. And it was many years ago. It was scary. I mean, at the time I'm thinking, my God, this thing's in the siding of my house. Could it get into my house?
Right.
You know, because it goes up enough, then you're going to get into there's ways to get in from there. And I'm just like freaking out. So that was what I did. And
But I do feel bad that that's wait. But anyway, that was scary. That was scary and creepy. So I'm not a big fan of the snakes.
Well, Tony, you just gave Carol an out now, because now all you got to do, Carol, is get a bunch of snakes for around your house to keep the mice away.
You know, just the other day, there's a closet right here.
Oh, God.
And right. It's like underneath our stairwell. And it's a closet. I literally have skeletons in. And it's like, oh, here's the skeletons in my closet. But I just didn't know when I had no other place to put them. They're the Halloween skeletons for like outside. And so one year I just like, well, it was an empty closet. So I used it for the skeletons, and they've just kind of lived there ever since. So we were going through the skeletons, and I guess there was some other Halloween stuff in there that I didn't remember. And there was a big black snake in there. And some of those big black rubber snakes can look pretty damn real. And you know, there was a quick moment where, she was like, oh my God. Oh, it's a, you know, but it was a, you know, yeah. And even when you see it, even when you know it's fake, it still can kind of give you the shivers.
Oh God. Yes.
I think we found his irrational fear, Carol. Good job. Good job. You got that out of him.
All right. I'm glad the mission was accomplished.
Now we have to circle back to you, Todd.
I don't have anything. Nothing really scares me like that. There's a lot of stuff I don't like. Like, I don't like snakes. I don't like mice. Spiders I could do without, but I don't have an irrational fear. Maybe of humans, right? Maybe humans.
Huh.
If I didn't have to see another person one-on-one ever again, I'd probably be okay with that.
I would not be okay with that.
Oh, I would.
I'm very social.
I think I need a small amount, but I could survive. I think I could do pretty good. Like on, ever see like Last Man on Earth, the television show or something?
Yeah.
Like, kind of fun for a while. I mean, I think there'd be a point where you're like, okay, human contact of some sort. But I don't know. I mean, I think I can manage pretty good, especially if you could have pets. Then
right.
Then I'd be good with just hanging out with my pets, and you know, I'd be good.
I'd be out there log cabin in the woods, shotgun to keep people off my property. The beard would be huge. It'd be like out to here and down to there, and I'd have no teeth left in my mouth, but I would be happy.
Yeah. That sounds like my idea of hell. Cabin in the woods. I'd have to shoot my own food and stuff. Oh my God. No.
I don't think I could deal with the hunting part, but I could, I'd be okay.
Go vegetarian, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Or Walmart delivery. They do drones. That's the way to go. I really want to do it. They have it like now. I got like a flyer the other day of like, come get like your drone. And I'm like, all right, I just got to figure out a time. And like, and it's so limited as to what it can deliver. So I still can't quite figure out like what the purpose is. The cost benefit here of you're very limited, like maybe prescriptions or something. But then that's, I don't think they do that right now because it's, you know, I don't know. But I would wonder, like, you got prescription, you know, drones flying everywhere. Right? How long until people start shooting those down for the whatever's in them?
Oh, yeah. No, you know, I thought about that.
That would be interesting. Anyway, let's go to a ghost story at 855-853-4802. Hi.
Hey, guys. This is Caesar calling from Whittier, California. I'm actually calling because I had a two incidents that have to deal with the same house that I called before. One of the things was that my mom used to have these two old porcelain gesture dolls that she also used to keep inside of my room because my sister had a small room. My room was bigger, but it was a haunted room, technically. She would always put the porcelain dolls, and she would keep stuff on in my closet on the top shelf. And I used to hate these dolls so much that I used to make sure I couldn't see them or they were tipped over. And, you know, their faces wouldn't be looking at me from wherever I was sleeping. I would try to close the door, the closet door, but the closet door wouldn't always work. So I would just make sure that they're facing the other way or, you know, knocked down as if they were like on their backs. Occasionally I would leave and come back and they would be sitting up again on the edge of the closet. It would happen so many times that I used to blame my sister for it because she knew I hated them. I used to tell my mom that I hate them so much that I didn't want them in my room. But she said, she would always tell me that, well, it doesn't matter because, I mean, you have the most room. I don't want to put them in the, you know, in the garage because they can get broken because they're porcelain dolls. And I used to always beg and beg, you know, somebody tell me who was doing it, you know, tell me where I can put them because I don't want them in my room. I'm so done with these dolls. It was one of the things, I mean, it was a minor thing that happened all the time. But it's like in this house, things didn't always, you know, didn't always seem right. And that was one of the things that always happened. And it's like, I don't know if they knew, you know, there was something there that felt that it knew that I was scared of them. So it would always constantly do that. But it was one of the things that always happened. You know, like I leave for the day for school in the morning, I would come back and they're back. They're you know, they're back sitting on the couch, on the top shelf looking at me. Or I would go to sleep and sometimes even when I was sleeping, when I would wake up, it's like they would, you know, their feet would dangle. They would sit up, their hands were down and their feet would, how they would stay up. So I feel like they were haunted. I mean, that's my opinion. No matter what I would ask, you know, to my family, they never knew what I was, you know, talking about. They always thought I was just trying to get them out of my room because they were kind of creepy. Even my sister didn't want them. So that was one of the things that always happened in my house. Another thing that used to happen that I kind of regret doing now was, it was back when Toy Story came out and the actual giant toys came out, the ones, the Woody and the Buzz Lightyear, and I wanted them so much. I got them for Christmas. After getting them for Christmas, I used to play with them all the time. And then after a while, you know, being a kid, I got tired of them. So I just left them in the closet. And occasionally it would turn on, you know, they would be like, you're my favorite deputy or, you know, like to infinity and beyond. And I would just, you know, all the batteries are probably dying out. I would just leave it be. But after a couple of years, I mean, we ended up having to move. So we were doing a yard sale. Before the yard sale, though, it would start doing more frequently. So I started thinking maybe it's the batteries more often. And, you know, it would creep me out, but I was just like, okay, it's, you know, it's the batteries. Let me just take them out so that it doesn't happen anymore. After a while, it started happening at night when I was trying to fall asleep. It almost felt like they would interact with each other because it'd be like, you're my favorite deputy. And, you know, it's like Buzz would say something right after and then Woody would say something. Like it was a couple of times where it felt like they would just continuously say stuff. And I don't understand. There's no batteries in it. My daddy should just tell me like, oh no, it's probably because you play with them so long that it's just your imagination. It got to the point where they would just do it. And, one of my cousins came over, he slept over my house and he was able to hear it. And he actually went into the closet, got the toys, and when he picked up Woody toy, it spoke, and he didn't pull the string or anything. And there was no batteries in it, so he dropped it. He ran out of my room. He left me in there, and he started crying because he doesn't understand why it happened. After that, I said I couldn't have these toys anymore. I sold them for $1 each. At the moment, I didn't care who took them. There was a kid that wanted them both. I said, go ahead, take them. He said, I only had $1.50. I told him, it's fine, just give me $1 for both. These toys were expensive back then. you kind of feel bad now because, I mean, like all the dolls were probably haunted or probably my house was haunted, but maybe both. And I just gave them out to somebody that never knew anything. you know, just wanted to call and tell you guys some of my doll stories. Sorry, but
I don't want. Yeah, I hear. Those are all creepy.
It's so creepy because he took the batteries out and they're still talking like they're like he thought that it was like they were talking to each other.
Yeah.
Which is really strange. Like Woody talks and Buzz Lightyear talks. And they're two separate toys.
I mean, there are electromagnetic ways that that can happen. I've talked about that on the show with a toy that was in Harper's chest when she was a kid, where you'd flip a switch and it would go off. But I don't know. I mean, that explains this one.
That and porcelain dolls, period, should just be completely destroyed.
Yeah.
They're so creepy.
If there is ever a burning for anything, porcelain dolls.
Yes. Like,
I'd be 100%. Do you hear about it? There's a porcelain doll burning in the town square. Hooray! You know, and then there'd be like a handful of people like coddling these dolls and be like, witches! And that's how you figure out who the witches are in your town.
Good idea, because my mom was a witch.
And then you so burn many. The dolls, and the witches are free. That would be a great premise for a play.
Oh. Because they're just so creepy, and they always feel like they're watching you.
Yeah.
No matter where you are in the room, you can look at them and it's like they're still looking at you.
Yeah.
Are those worse, or is it the ones where their eyes will close if you bend them the right way? And sometimes like the eyes will get stuck open or whatever. So they look like they're, you know, deranged.
But that's not even nice. Like the kid is creeped out by these porcelain dolls and the mom's like, well, the only place I can keep them is in your closet.
I don't know if it's
not even his.
I don't know what the situation is today, but I remember as a kid we would go to a lot of garage sales, and there, you know, and the toys that the people would have, there'd always be like a box of the dolls, and you know they'd be looking up, and they, you know, they're well used, and like they all look a little bit mangled. That was like that right there, like. To go and get like just a picture of all of those boxes from the 80s, that would be a horror shoot. Like, of just it's the like boxes of the garage sale dolls. That's a great coffee table book right there. Garage sale dolls. You're
one
welcome.
Time, I had a friend who had a resale business. They would buy lots of stuff from people who, you know, storage units and whatever.
Yeah.
And they got a bunch of dolls one time.
Ah.
And so what I did is I worked with this individual and we laid it out. We sent these dolls to another friend of mine with just little messages. We took them out of town. So they came from different cities. So it wasn't my city. So they, and it was just little, I am so glad that I'm with you now. And then that doll we'd ship off. And then 3 weeks later, we shipped off another doll with another note.
That's how long until the FBI gets involved? Well,
so then here's what happens. Todd, you know, being Todd, I get the message. You won't believe what happened. I'm like, what? This creepy doll ended up, you know, a package delivered to me and it's got a creepy doll and I don't know what I'm doing. I think it's possessed, you know, this person's going off the radar. And of course I'm laughing my ass off and I had to come clean because they were literally like shaking and crying over it. And I felt so bad, but that didn't stop me from sending the rest of the dolls.
They were just in on the joke now.
Yeah, now they know it. So those dolls are sitting in her garage in a box way in the back.
Yeah. So every time they open it, it's like moments of trauma. And
that's fine.
Then the music from Full House plays.
Everywhere you look.
Yeah, we'll wrap up this episode right there on that note. That's our new theme song, by the way.
All right. 855-853-4802. If you want to share your real ghost story with us, check us out on Patreon. Just search Real Ghost Stories Online. Get in on all of the extras right there. Until next time, for Todd and Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.